investigation. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Delta Airlines says it's cooperating with the FAA after Friday night's close call at John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York City. A Delta 737 was taking off when air traffic controllers spotted an American Airlines flight crossing the runway and told the Delta flight to stop. This man was on the Delta flight.
Everyone's body, followed the laws of physics and thrust forward from the torso.
In a statement to Fox News, Delta said the flight was on its way to the Dominican Republic. After the flight was stopped, passengers were taken back to the gate and flew out on Saturday. This as the flight data and cockpit reporters from a deadly weekend plane crash in Nepal have been retrieved.
The aircraft crashed on the approach to the Pokhara airport on a flight from Kathmandu, killing 68 of the 72 people on board. Two more bodies were found Monday. It remains unclear what caused the crash, which was the Himalayan country's deadliest airplane accident in three decades. 15 foreign nationals were on board, including citizens of India, Russia, South Korea, Ireland, Australia, Argentina, and France. It happened Sunday morning as the plane made an approach to a just-opened airport in the popular hiking and mountain area.
Fox's Greg Palcott. President Biden remembering Martin Luther King Jr. today at the National Action Network breakfast.
Will we choose democracy over autocracy or community over chaos, love or hate? These are the questions of our time that I ran for president to try to help answer, and that Dr. King's life and legacy, in my view, show us the way forward. We just have to look back. We got to be prepared.
Yesterday, the president spoke at Ebenezer Baptist Church, where King was pastor, at the invitation of Senator Raphael Warnock, who currently serves as senior pastor. King's youngest daughter, Reverend Bernice King, said people who love to quote King around the holiday, but they refuse to live King 365 days a year. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another violent weekend in the city of Chicago.
Five people were killed and 19 others hurt in shootings across Chicago over the weekend. 32 people were shot and 6 killed in shootings last weekend, with over 112 people shot and 24 killed. Only a little over 2 weeks into the new year, with no letup in sight in violence for Chicago, even after Governor J.B. Pritzker signed gun bans that Democrats say will help curb violence. The legislation still faces Second Amendment right legal challenges, with Republicans saying the gun ban legislation will only make law-abiding gun owners felons. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The remains of a man who was reported missing after Hurricane Ian slammed into Florida's Gulf Coast last fall have been recovered from a sunken sailboat. The Lee County Sheriff's Department says James Denny Hurst remains were found in the boat off Fort Myers Beach. He had told his family he planned to ride out the storm on the boat. 7-Eleven stores in California, Texas, and New York use a unique tool to keep homeless people from hanging around their businesses.
Some in the 24-hour convenience store chain creating an inconvenient environment for homeless people who they claim are harassing their customers.
Experts tell us that classical music and opera are annoying.
Jagat Patel owns a spot in Austin, Texas. He spoke to Fox and Friends first. He's been pumping up the volume of the music.
And it's working.
He and other store owners say it's led to fewer people camping out in front.
They are definitely annoyed. Even a couple of people have said that it's, you know, it's loud.
Patel says he's had to pay professionals to clean up needles while customers tell him they've been attacked by homeless people. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Avatar 2, The Way of Water, topped the box office this weekend, earning another $31.1 million. The horror film Megan in second place was $17.9 million. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.